It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Most Wisconsin Republicans in the U.S. House say they support an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Nate Wegehout has more.
The inquiry stems from accusations that Joe Biden's son Hunter used his father's influence to make business deals overseas. But while Wisconsin's GOP congressmen support an inquiry, they haven't yet signed off on full impeachment. Congressman Derek Van Orden said that he feels obligated to open an inquiry, but says he will wait to make a decision on impeachment until he sees more evidence. Only Congressman Mike Gallagher declined to immediately back the inquiry. Wisconsin's Democratic reps in D.C. blasted the announcement, with U.S. Representative Gwen Moore calling it pathetic. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The possibility of impeaching Janet Protasiewicz appears to be back on the table. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells Wisconsin Eye he's consulting with a group of former state Supreme Court justices about his options.
I asked former members of the court to do a review and an analysis of the process and what would actually occur as to whether or not what she's doing would rise to the level of possible impeachment or at least an investigation.
Who are you consulting with?
I'm going to keep their names out of the media.
Meanwhile, the state assembly today takes up a Republican bill to change the way Wisconsin draws its political maps. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says the bill is a smokescreen.
This Republican proposal is merely a stunt to try to distract from what is going on underneath the surface, which is these ongoing threats to impeach Justice Protasiewicz.
Governor Evers says he'd veto the Republican MAPS bill. Recent policy decisions at the federal level aim to improve life in rural America, but the latest Rural Policy Action Report says there's still more to do. Here's Mike Moan.
The authors say there are four main areas federal lawmakers should focus on to ensure rural communities are set up for success. They include infrastructure investments, taking on corporate mergers, and protecting democracy and natural resources. Eric Hattelstad with the group Clean Up the River Environment says small-town America remains overlooked.
We did make some really great progress in the Inflation Reduction Act and bipartisan infrastructure law and others. We still have a long way to go.
Hattelstad contributed to the report, and he says federal incentives will leverage tens of billions of dollars for rural electric cooperatives and communities as they transition to clean energy sources. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
The best-tasting water in Wisconsin is in Janesville. That's according to judges with the American Water Works Association. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Nakusa Police Department arrested two men in the city for possession of illegal drugs. On September 8th, officers executed a search warrant at 146 Glendale Lane. They arrested 44-year-old Sean M. Kelly and 31-year-old James D. Potet for possession of cocaine, THC, and drug paraphernalia. The 25-year-old man who was found dead in a bathroom at Aspirus Riverview Hospital on Saturday had two full extended magazines of ammunition with him. News 9 reports Michael S. Douglas was supposed to have a meeting with his boss on Friday about using the company credit card for personal purchases. He missed the meeting and was reported missing. When he was found dead on Saturday, police also found the additional magazines and 17 rounds in the gun chamber with only one missing. They also found a notebook with notes he had written to family members and one about his boss. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers shut out again. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Marlins 2-0 at AmFam Field. It's the 11th time this season the Brewers unable to score a run. Trevor McGill got his first start for the Brewers with relief from Colin Ray and Bryce Wilson. Craig Counsell.
I mean, we pitched really well tonight for sure. Trevor did a nice job. Colin did a really nice job. Bryce Wilson, heck of a job again. So pitched well.
The series wrapping up this afternoon. Miami's Eury Pérez against Milwaukee's Adrian Hauser for pitch at 110. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo repeating his comments. He wants to see a commitment to winning if he remains in Milwaukee. Giannis appearing on NBA Central.
I'm a Milwaukee Buck, but most importantly, I'm a winner. I want to win. As long as we play the right way and we all sacrifice for a common goal, I could see myself being in Milwaukee Bucks for the rest of my career.
College football, Wisconsin running back Braylon Allen, not happy. He only got 7 carries in the Badgers' 31-22 loss to Washington State, head coach Luke Fickell.
It's not the same as it has been, and I think that's where we've all got to recognize that. You know, and I think he's mature. He understands that. He's, you know, disappointed. He obviously wants to touch the ball a lot more.
Women's volleyball, the number one ranked Badgers, beat Marquette 3-1 at Fiserv Forum in front of over 17,000 fans. That set a new NCAA record for attendance at a women's volleyball match. NFL, the Packers head to Atlanta Sunday to play the Falcons. Matt LaFleur on seeing Aaron Rodgers go down with that torn Achilles tendon on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I feel for him, and I knew when he went down, back down to the ground, it had to have been something serious because I've seen him play through so much.
Packers center Josh Myers.
I mean, he never, you know, he played through injuries here all the time, I feel like. I figured it was pretty bad right away.
Jordan Love.
I mean, I know him. He's a very competitive person, and I have no doubt that he'll be back.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good and you're feeling good. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And we're joined by our great friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Paul, how you doing?
Doing well. So is it another blanket morning?
Yeah, yeah. I think wherever Melissa is, I think she's probably in a blanket.
She's probably snuggled up somewhere. Yeah,
definitely. And hopefully sleeping. Hopefully she's sleeping, whatever she's up to. Paul, I got a question I got to ask you, but when we wrap up. But first, what has Mother Nature got in store for us today?
Yeah, you know, things are still really looking nice and quiet out there today, and still sunny skies to be enjoyed, and these cooler temperatures also across the area. It still looks like our next rain chance holds off until we get into overnight tonight, more into Friday, some of the shower chances coming in. But otherwise, highs today about 74. South wind developing 5 to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, 53. And then those shower chances move in Friday, maybe a thunder shower in the afternoon. 74 tomorrow, thunder shower chance into Friday night, 53. Still looking at some clouds into the weekend, maybe a spotty shower, thunder shower Saturday, 72, and then 47 Saturday night. Near 70 on Sunday with a mix of clouds and sun, and then back to some 72-degree highs Monday. Even looking warmer next week, some highs around 80 Tuesday, a little bit more into the 80s on Wednesday with some late-day shower storm chances towards Thursday, Friday time frame. But, yeah, it looks like a warmer week next week. With overnight lows starting to get back up to the 50s in the midweek again. But, yeah, nice cool start today in 74 with the sunshine.
Not bad. Not a bad start.
That sounds good to me.
Not a bad forecast. We appreciate it, Paul. Paul,
no problem.
We know we don't have a lot of time with you, so I never like to ask you loaded or big questions. But I got to ask with our opening topic today, do you believe in aliens? You believe in UFOs?
I think it's hard not to completely dismiss them completely. I'm not like a guy, you know, I don't have like all these UFO sighting, stories or anything like that.
Doesn't have the tinfoil hat, right? Yeah.
I was curious. Yeah. Most people I've met, the weather meteorologists, tend to be a little science based. And with that, I was curious of your answer because it could go two different ways. One without any, concrete evidence, if you will, or whatever. But on the other side of it, it's hard to imagine. That we're the only thing in the universe, like in the universe, even in our own galaxy, it's hard to imagine, let alone in the universe.
Right.
So I was curious. Thank you for that, Paul. I appreciate it.
Yeah. No problem. We're such a tiny piece of the universe that it's hard to think that. Yeah, there wouldn't be anything else anywhere else. Yeah.
Well, I ask because Seth and I were going to take a road trip to Roswell. You want us to pick you up on the way?
That's right. That's right. Carpool down there.
Yeah. Sounds good. We'll see you in a couple hours. Have a great day, Paul. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow. Appreciate you.
All right. Yep. Sounds good.
Take care. Best in the business right there. But
oh, man. Some of the questions you threw out that man. He's a saint.
He really is. Thank you to the Weather Eye people and whoever is hiring them. Whoever does the hiring over there is awesome.
They do a good job. They do.
We just like there's none of their people that I couldn't do that to. Mm-hmm. I love being able to do that stuff, and they love it too. For the audience to know, I'm not doing this unless I got the green light.
Yeah, he's not going to be mean about it.
Yeah,
right?
I've talked with Paul and like mm-hmm. back in the day, Nicky Latola and stuff, yep. and a lot of off air. And do you have a minute for me to ask you a silly question? I don't want to, because they got like three other stations. To
yeah,
get
exactly.
up and everything.
Well, you know, the cool thing about WeatherEye is that it seems to be a good place because people stay there forever.
Yes, yes.
Paul has been there for like 20-some years, and all the other folks have been there for a really long time.
Our good friend Nicky Latola, who joined mm-hmm. Carl and I for years on the air, when she had to leave there, she got teary. Aww. On the air with us about
yeah.
it. She really loved working there. She really mm-hmm. loves those people. And you can tell why. They do great work.
Mm-hmm.
They do trustworthy work.
Mm-hmm.
And I put their forecasts above any other. I trust them.
They do a fabulous job.
If they tell me it's not going to rain, I don't feel the necessity to grab an umbrella. You know,
there you go.
I don't know much. What more you can really, how much more
exactly,
you can really
yeah.
say about a weather person. But we are going right to UFOs. We'll get to that in a moment. Seth and I.
Oh, is my ride here?
Yes, yes, it is. Finally. We're also going to get into a little bit later work-life balance. Talk a little about that. One of our main themes, really.
Yeah, James. Work-life balance, yes. James.
I will stay out of that conversation since I have no leg to stand on.
No, we're going to learn you. We're going to learn you well.
Yeah, yeah. I love that phrasing, by the way. We're going to learn you. I yeah. love that. Unusual things celebrities have in their homes. We'll get into that.
Oh boy, we
yeah.
get to Nick Cage on that one. Oh boy,
that's a whole like we don't have it.
We don't
a whole
have the time
day.
For that one.
Yeah, it's a whole day we got to spend on that. And along with that, we got some entertainment news for you. We'll be getting into, of course, the 9 o'clock hour. Well, Misty's menu this hour. We've got to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
In the 9 o'clock hour, we kick things off like we do every Thursday with our pet of the week from the Woo. Southland County Humane Society.
Yeah.
Madison Rafter going to join us with a new furry friend for us to, be tempted to adopt.
She does a fabulous job.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Also, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to get into, we have to touch on this one, and it's kind of become a staple here at our morning show.
Oh.
This year's Toy Hall of Fame finalists have been announced.
Oh, they have. Oh, dude, I love this one. It's one of my favorites.
You and I are going to be diving into that in the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to it. But we do kick things off with UFOs. when we were kids,
mm-hmm.
there for me, the first impression I had of any of this was The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Mm.
It was one of my papa's sneaky favorite movies. He
Good
really
movie.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And it's honestly, it's still to this day, I think the best UFO movie I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the original, not the newer one with Jennifer Connelly and Keanu Reeves. I actually never saw that. It's the only Keanu Reeves movie I haven't seen. Not on purpose, just... I'm such a sucker for the original.
That seems like a movie that really didn't need to be remade because
the first
one is so good and so well cast, and it's just really a good movie.
That spaceship comes down,
mm-hmm.
the drawbridge, all that and everything, the alien coming down. Like that is, first off, that's the first time that was done.
Mm-hmm.
And that everything else has been has stolen from that movie ever since.
Spielberg.
Yeah, right.
Looking at you.
But it's understandable why it is, because it is the perfect intro. It's so well done. The timing, the editing, the music is so... to this day, it still holds up.
Rennie, the actor who played him, had that otherworldly quality to him that was so perfect. Yeah.
Really well casted.
Yeah.
But I don't know. When Pop and I would watch this, or when we talk about these things, it was not really a matter of if they exist or not. It was kind of almost matter of fact.
Mm.
It was more along the lines of, yeah, there's something out there. We just don't know what.
Exactly.
I went through this a lot as a kid when I first moved out here. I would go to sleep on the couch at night, and I'd hear all these noises out the window. And as a city boy, I mean, obviously now I know they're like raccoons and things like that. But as a kid, I don't know what they were. I don't know what that was out there, man. It freaked me out. It's a little like that where you know there's something out there, and mm-hmm. you have an idea of what it is, but you don't know exactly specifically what it is.
Right.
The way that I think that it was kind of like laid out to me by a lot of family members was, there's something out there, we just don't know what, mm-hmm. and end of story.
Right.
It wasn't really a big deal. It wasn't really something supernatural or far-fetched
or
you were crazy. Of course, we weren't running around with tinfoil hats either.
You know,
there's an extreme to this.
What's going in my garbage cans? Well, obviously it's aliens.
Yes,
they're definitely looking through our garbage. Yes,
and the whole thing has kind of I don't want to say been overblown, because we've got plenty of things in society that people go crazy over. And
wow, yes, to say that, I'm reading a book right now about moral panics.
Right.
So we'll get into that some other time. But still, it's kind of what we do here, right?
Yeah. And I'm curious about that.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, Mexico held its first congressional hearings on UFOs. And a longtime UFO enthusiast unveiled what he claims are actual fossilized remains of two dead aliens. They're small, less than 2 feet tall, and they do look like aliens, or at least not like humans. Weird, bony little bodies with elongated skulls, long necks, mm-hmm. no teeth, and only 3 fingers on each hand. He claimed they were recently unearthed from a mine in Peru, that 30% of their DNA couldn't be identified, and that carbon dating showed the fossils were between 700 and 1,800 years old. He also claimed x-rays showed one of them had eggs in its body when it died, with embryos inside. A few other experts also claim they're legit, and all of this was under oath, if, you know, that matters to you.
Mm-hmm.
He said he thinks it's clear they're non-human species or specimens, adding, we are not alone. But the scientific community is very skeptical, partly because this isn't his first rodeo. He unveiled a similar alien, quote, mm-hmm. corpse in 2017, but it turned out to be a fossilized remains of a child. And there are a couple of other reasons to be skeptical. They were covered in loose sand, which would normally be removed during a detailed analysis, so it kind of looks staged.
Mm-hmm.
The Mexican university that did the carbon dating put out a statement saying that they only determined the age of the fossils, not what they are.
Of course, yep.
And Ryan Graves was at the hearing. He's the former Navy pilot who also testified at the first U.S. congressional hearings on UFOs in July. Yesterday, he called the alien corpse thing a stunt.
Yeah, basically.
A huge step backwards.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing the hearing did prove is that if we do ever find dead aliens, hey, maybe it's now, half the world will assume it's a hoax.
That's probably true, yeah.
So this was the time to do this. If you were ever going to be an alien, whether you yourself are an alien, or if you want, you're the government and you've been hiding this for so long, and you're like, you know what, it's time. We gotta let the American public know that we discovered UFOs back in the 60s or whatever. Now's the time. There is so much, so many people out there that are just gobbling up fake news.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many people out there that God himself could be in front of them telling them something, and they will deny it.
Yeah, yep.
And I'm not even being far-fetched about that.
No.
That's not even extreme. Like, there are groups of people out there, and I think that they are dwindling, but they are still out there,
mm-hmm.
that will take a former president's word over God. Over God! That's where we're at in society. So, yeah, you want to bring out the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot and all. Have them all out there right now.
Let's get
now.
Them all out there, man.
Have them on Oprah. Have Oprah do a special interviewing every one of them. And 50% of the American population will be like, my God, did you hear what Sasquatch, what he thought about the upcoming elections?
Yeah.
And the other half, yeah, I can see the zipper. You can see the zipper on the costume. I knew it was a hoax.
Oh, dude.
This is the time. This is the time to come forward.
This is the time to do
stuff.
It. Yeah.
I think that the Ryan Graves, who I actually think is quite brave with all of this,
mm-hmm.
His career and a lot of those things that he is putting on the line because he believes in these things. And whether you believe him or not, he believes it.
He sure does.
And as a former Navy pilot, somebody that I respect that quite a bit, his huge step backwards, this stuff, that's the problem to me. That's the only problem with all this. Whatever you believe is to each their own. But what I don't like is people throwing a monkey wrench and stuff. We're trying to figure this stuff out. We're trying to figure out, is this real? Isn't this real? That kind of stuff just takes us literally steps back.
Right.
It's a little bit like, I don't know, democracy.
When,
you know, for those that aren't up on American history, we're a teenager of a country.
For the most part, you are correct.
Take a look at Russia. Take a look at Europe. Take a look at China. Take a look at India. We are a teenager compared to them.
Yeah.
And what we have done here, this experiment of democracy, is the most important experiment maybe in human history. and we have people throwing monkey wrenches in it all the time. Mm-hmm. It's hard enough to make this work. We made an election work during a pandemic.
Yeah.
We should be, every single one of us as Americans should be championing that.
Yep.
It doesn't matter who you voted for. It's about championing the fact that we pulled that off.
Yeah.
Instead, you got half the people out there barking and whining over something that isn't even, there's no facts to.
Mm-hmm.
Just hanging on to that little, yeah. hanging on to something that was like 4 years ago, practically. Right.
Well, and that brings up an interesting point with this Graves guy, you know, because there's the UFO community is not a cohesive group. Everybody, yeah. You've got like people who are at the very edge of like, you know, well, we don't know what these are, you know, this phenomenon. We don't know what it is, that kind of thing, to the lizard people, you know, that we're being ruled by the lizard people on the other end. And they don't get along hardly at all either. We have to keep that in mind as well. There are some knockdown, drag out fights between these guys. And that kind of shows that with this, you know.
I'm curious, and we can keep this conversation going a little bit after Misty's 424-2600. I'm not asking if you believe or don't believe in aliens. I'm curious that with the recent news in the last couple of years, has that changed your mind one way or the other? I'm curious about that. I think a lot of people already had their opinions on this.
For sure.
I'm curious if with the more recent news in the last couple of years with our government and other governments coming forward with a lot of unidentified flying objects and that such.
Sure.
If that's changed people's minds or if you're just standing, you know, you are what you are.
Yeah.
Because again, there's some people, you can bring them all the facts in the world and they are just
gonna, it doesn't matter. No.
They're just going to dig in deeper. We got Misty's Menu birthday and anniversary club right around the corner here on Morning Show at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Ample sunshine expected today with a high of 74. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 54. Tonight, clear skies. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 74. Low 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Upper 60s Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Tomorrow will come, and girl, I can't wait. It's our anniversary.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR and Tony.
You know, I wanted to put anniversary songs in here just so I could put this one in there.
Yes,
seriously.
Right on.
I'm going to admit it. I just love that song.
I'll say it right now. It's my favorite anniversary song by far and away. Yeah, that's a good one. We are here to do some celebrating and have some fun, and we encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Direct message us on our Facebook pages. You can yell it at your radio, but it might be a better idea to just call into the show.
That would be better.
715-424-2600. You have now until about 8:30-ish around there when we wrap up this segment. You can call in and get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Love it.
For now, I've got four possible qualifiers.
Wow.
Seth, I need a 1 through 4.
Four? I don't get to do four. I love
That's
four.
Funny. That's funny. I'm going to be honest with the audience. I picked four on this one because I didn't think you'd pick four.
Oh, really?
And that's how it worked out. So, and Seth cannot see the list.
I cannot see the list.
First up, wishing a happy birthday to Bev Vitoto.
Happy birthday, Bev.
Enjoy your day, Bev. We hope it's a good one for you. Also, a very happy birthday to Deb Hoyer.
Deb, happy birthday.
Enjoy it. Hope it's a great one for you.
Bev and Deb.
Yeah, it's cool.
I like that.
Happy 27th anniversary to Tim and Lisa Anderson.
Oh, Tim and Lisa, congratulations.
We hope you have a wonderful anniversary, you two.
Always.
It's a Thursday. I say celebrate right into the weekend.
That's right.
And celebrating their 21st anniversary, our qualifiers, Randy and Terry Johns.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yep. Yep.
Randy and Terry. Well, how about you guys? That's wonderful.
That's pretty cool. Happy it 21st, is. You two. Yeah. We of course, are going to have Terry on the air with us tomorrow. Terry, yep. Our CEO of our United Way of South Wind and the Adams Counties, and my big sister here at in radio. We appreciate her joining us.
She so treats you like a little brother, yes. Boy, doesn't she?
Oh, yes. Yeah, but even more so off air. Yeah. We appreciate them both. Randy, amazing human being. We yep. appreciate everything he has put into our community as well. They yep. make it quite a good tandem right there, mm-hmm. those two. Happy 21st, you guys. I hope you enjoy. Keep on listening. Might win the Misties.
Yeah, you never
Who
know.
Knows? I don't think Terry's ever qualified. She can, technically. She does not work here.
No, she doesn't.
Even though it does feel like it sometimes, I'm sure, for her.
She's wondering why she's not being paid, I think, sometimes.
Those segments where she's grinding her teeth and like, just shut up, James. Just why am I doing this? I'm not
what
paid.
What am I here for?
Randy, Terry, enjoy your 21st.
Yeah, absolutely, you guys.
You're our qualifiers.
Yeah.
Taking a look at our celebrity list here. Let's see. Emma Kenny is 24. Darlene's daughter Harris on Roseanne and the spinoff The Conners. Mm. She's also Debbie Gallagher on Shameless.
Oh, wow.
She's a great young actor. Mm-hmm. She's got a good future ahead of her, I think. She's done some really nice work so far. Let's see here. The great Andrew Lincoln is 50 today.
Oh.
Happy 50th to Rick Grimes of The Walking Dead.
Yes.
I basically like Joe Bethrall. I liked him on that show, too. I really like a couple of the actors on there. Mm-hmm. But I went into it knowing a couple of those actors. It was part of the reason I watched The Walking Dead at first. Mm-hmm. I kept watching in major part because of Andrew Lincoln.
He really carried that show, man.
He did.
And that's a tough show to do.
There are episodes and there are shows that they had that I thought the writing was just horrible. I thought some of the directing choices were horrible. But he brought it up. Mm. Yeah, a good actor can do that.
Can do that, yeah.
A good actor can take one fish, two fish, you know, yep. and turn it in one fish, two fish. You know, to do something with it that nobody's done, or do something, or take some simple work and turn it into something great. I think Andrew Lincoln's one of those kind of actors.
Yep.
Nas is 50. One of the greatest MCs of all time. One of the greatest writers of all time. Illmatic is one of the top five hip hop albums of all time.
All right.
Period. Nas, you can put his lyrics up against any rhymer in the world, and Nas's lyrics to this day stand up. Great rhymer.
Nice.
Let's see. Dan Cortez is 56. Dan Cortez? Call up 424-2600 if you remember who Dan Cortez is.
I do.
I'll give it a second. I'll give it a second. I know you do. I want it. Okay. We'll keep going. So Dan Cortez used to do MTV. Like for a little while there, MTV tried to do sports.
Yes.
And they had the Jocks or MTV Sports, or I don't know what they even called it, I don't remember. But Dan Cortez was the face of it.
Yes, he was.
And him in that bandana, and him trying so hard to be young and cool. It was so painful sometimes to watch.
You know, Dan Cortez, you know, he was a bodybuilder. And, you know, he's a handsome guy, good to look at, mm-hmm. but man... Not the much of the personality department. No, he really didn't.
The personality of a back wall. Like, yeah. Just not, just, no, you can hang things on it and that's about it. You just, no.
I'm sorry I remember Dan Cortez. Yeah.
Somebody who had a lot of charisma and still does, Faith Ford, is 59.
Oh, wow, yes.
She was Corky on Murphy Brown.
Oh, yeah.
I liked her on there. I liked her. I like her, period.
Yeah,
good actor.
Good stuff.
The wonderful Melissa Leo is 63.
Oh.
Goldie, the owner of the club in Showtime's I'm Dying Up Here, she won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for playing Mark Wahlberg's mom in The Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her, again, going back to this sneaky great show, Homicide, Life on the Street.
I knew exactly where you were going because I remember that too.
I feel like I say it every
cast.
Such an amazing cast, man.
Oh my gosh.
Yaki Kotto, Andre Brower. You had
Richard
the guy
Belzer.
Richard Belzer, the invention of the Munch character is on that show.
Yep, that's right.
You had the guy who's in the Mayhem commercials now and stuff.
Yep.
lot of good actors on that show.
I forget his name, Kyle.
Yeah, I know.
I forget the actor. I can't remember his
last
name.
I know you're thinking
of,
though.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of those shows, too, that holds up. I watched a couple
did
episodes.
Did a Baldwin end up on that show, too?
There was a Baldwin. Yeah. Stephen, I think. Stephen was
one of them was
one.
On
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Great show.
Yeah, it was an excellent show.
Let's see. Mary Crosby is 64. Christine on Dallas. She's the one who shot JR. Spoiler alert.
In the dream.
In the dream.
In the dream.
Right. That's right.
It wasn't real.
Man, people lost their minds over that. That was, I remember
Patrick
that
Duffy
one.
Never lived it down.
No, no.
It wasn't his fault.
Morton Harkett is 64, the singer in Aha. lead singer of Aha.
God, me. I can't even get that high. He's up there,
he's
man.
Still the only one, I think, that can hit that note. John Barry is 64, country singer. Your Love Amazes Me.
Cool.
And the wonderful Steve Berlin is 68, saxophone player in Los Lobos.
Oh, there's a good band right there.
God, such a good band.
Nice,
I love
good stuff.
Los Lobos.
Yep.
And the great Sam Neill is 76.
Sam Neill.
Dr. Allen in Jurassic Park movies, of course.
Of course.
The Cardinal and the Tudors.
300 other movies that he's done. Can we really need to limit that man? He's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. The great Walter, you help me with this one, Seth.
Okay.
Kaying, Walter Kaying.
Oh, Keening.
Keening, yes.
Walter Keening, yep.
Chekhov.
From Star Trek,
yeah,
yep.
Yeah, yeah. He made quite a career off of
he
that.
He did. I got to give him credit for that, man.
Mm-hmm. Especially back then, when it was so easy to get typed, and it was so hard to get other work if you were just known for one role.
It's so bizarre to hear him speak in his normal voice, because everyone's used to his accent. Yeah. His very good Russian accent.
Very good Russian
accent.
And
then when you hear him talk, it's like, wait, this is so weird.
This is the thing that I keep coming back to with that show that I don't think was ever talked about enough. The script and the staging, the special effects, all that, they only had so much of a budget. And it's the 50s, or I mean the 60s and everything.
Late 60s, yep.
So you're not going to have the greatest stuff. But the actors all approached it like it was real.
Serious, right, yeah.
With a serious tone and everything. Very similar to like how, a good actor can do with what I was saying when Andrew Lincoln could do with bad work and everything.
Yeah, right.
I don't think the writing was bad on that show.
No, not at all.
But they just only had so much of a budget. But the actors, you couldn't tell from the actor's perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The actors approached it with a certain thing. It's part of how, like, we do local radio around here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm never going to approach this show like, well, we're just some show that it's in a small town and in the middle of Wisconsin, blah, blah, blah. No, I don't treat our audience that way. I treat our audience no different than they're a big city audience.
Right.
Because I think they deserve that. I think that's good radio. It's not about what you have. It's about what you do with it.
Yes, I agree.
It is one, or we have one person to on our no longer. Oh, actually, we have two names on our no longer with us list. First, Amy Winehouse would have been 40 today.
Yeah,
born in 1983, passed away in 2011. Way too young.
And very talented singer songwriter. The path she was on when she passed was really interesting, and it would have been fascinating to see where she had gone with that.
You and I have talked about this on and off air a little bit about crooners. And the Harry Connick Jr.'s, kind of the Michael Bublé's and all that.
Yep.
How there's just not really any of those, as many or any really around.
There's not a lot.
She was doing a similar thing on the female side with doo-wop, with a lot of that, with bringing a lot of that back. And it's one thing to say that she was doing that. It's another if you hear her.
Yep.
She could back it up.
She was bringing in jazz. I mean, she was doing so many interesting things. And it's so sad, you know, that she had such a rough, you know, internal life that led her to how she ended up passing.
It's it's another example of why it's so important for us to be paying attention to mental health these days.
You got it.
And I think that's hopefully one of her legacies.
I hope
Is that along with that great voice.
Yeah.
That great
Very
voice.
Talented.
And Clayton the Lone Ranger Moore, born on this day in 1914, passed away in 1999.
Clayton Moore, man, talk about one character defining you, but he did it. Although he did some, if I remember correctly, he did some game shows early on, too.
He was a host,
He went by Bud Moore later. He went by Bud Moore after he was Clayton Moore for the Lone Ranger. Hi, Ozo. But afterwards, he was Bud Moore. Yeah.
That's an interesting career decision to make.
Yeah.
You're known for this name, but because it's so typed, if you change it a little bit, does that help or hurt your career?
That's a good question. So I wonder.
Yeah, it's a wonder.
Find out about that.
Yeah, we'll ask him. Get after it. Happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there celebrating.
Yes, indeed.
Wish you great ones. To Bev, to Deb, happy birthdays.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Happy 27th anniversary to Tim and Lisa Anderson.
Congratulations.
And happy 21st to our qualifiers, Randy and Terry Johns.
Yeah, we'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Have a good anniversary, you too.
Stick around for Melissa's news, and we got more fun coming up for you on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The man who stabbed a woman and her 7-year-old daughter in Portage County in 2022 was sentenced to 50 years in prison. Elier Bravo, age 21, pleaded guilty to 2 counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide. He was sentenced on Wednesday to 30 years of initial confinement and 20 years of extended supervision. Here's Pete Schwabo with the details of the incident.
Elier Bravo snuck into his neighbor's home in the middle of the night on December 20th, took a knife from the kitchen, and attacked the woman and her daughter while they were sleeping in bed. They only survived because the woman fought Bravo and managed to get the knife away from him, but only after sustaining 32 different stab wounds herself and her daughter receiving 7. Bravo fled back to his home, and police found him in an exterior stairwell. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Judge Zell described Bravo's actions as a planned attack of terrorism and said it was nothing short of a miracle the 2 victims survived. The woman's bravery saved her life and the life of her daughter that night. Elier Bravo is a Mexican citizen and will be deported upon completion of his initial confinement. He will be barred from legal reentry into the country. Community members in the town of Eau Plaine will have a chance to discuss the release of a sexually violent person into the Portage County area. Charles G. Anderson will be on supervised release and placed on intensive supervision. He will be on the DOC electronic monitoring program and GPS, as well as required to register with the Sex Offender Registry Program for life. Anderson has been convicted in Arizona, California, and Wisconsin on multiple charges, including child molestation, enticement, and sexual assault of a child. He used his position as a baseball coach and substitute teacher to gain access to young children. The meeting will be held in the Eau Plaine Town Hall on September 18th at 6 p.m. to discuss Anderson's release. This information is shared not to increase fear, but to inform you and help keep the community safe. Citizen abuse of this information will not be tolerated. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
Well, my wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Gronk and Septic. Their chucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Gronk and Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Gronk and Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team, or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Ample sunshine expected today with a high of 74. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 54. Tonight, clear skies. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 74. Low 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Upper 60s Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Welcome back to the morning show. WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to get into a topic now that I have no leg to stand on.
Those are always fun.
Yeah, yeah. A big aspect of some jobs used to be after-hours socializing, dinners with clients, happy hours with coworkers, or, quote, team-building events and parties.
Jeez.
But now everyone wants out the minute that work ends. There's an article in Wall Street Journal that talks about the trend the trend away from doing work stuff after work.
Yeah.
The idea is that the pandemic changed a lot of habits and broke down a lot of old traditions and inspired new perspectives. When people were working from home, they had to focus on a work-life balance to ensure that they had the space they needed when it was time to work and the separation they needed when work was done. The draw of food and drinks isn't even what it used to be. The pandemic taught people to be less reliant on going to restaurants and drinks. Drinking among young adults is down a few ticks from what it used to be. Employers are also shying away from taking up employees' personal time. So office events are more frequently scheduled during work hours or just after, rather than being booked for weekends or weeknights.
Okay.
Of course, there are people who whose work is their life. Yes.
Pause.
Thank you.
Pause.
But no. But even crazy go-getters are flaking. One consultant says the thinking is the 20th happy hour isn't going to produce anything better for me. 424-2600-715-424-2600. Love to get your take on this one, everybody. I do want to get something out of the way real quick.
Right.
There's this conversation going on right now, especially from the top 1%. We just saw, I'm not even going to mention the guy's name because I think he's a piece of trash, and I don't think he needs his any more fame than he already has.
Right.
But this CEO that recently, you can Google it and find it, was talking about how he wants to see the unemployment rate rise. And he wants to see employers put their foot down and say, no, employees, we have the power. We're taking it back. How dare you employees take the power? You employees just don't understand. You don't understand that we need the power. We're supposed to be the ones in power here. You can't be in charge. We are. And to that, I laugh. I laugh in your face. I laugh in every one of your faces. And if he was in this room, I would do more than that. You're not putting the genie back in the bottle. Now, we have seen the market kind of shift a little bit, where you are seeing a little more of a balance.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see that changing. I don't see it going back to the old days.
No.
You've got way too many people that can make a living without you.
Yeah,
we have found a way to do that. If you're not going to pay us right, we're going to find work that is.
Mm-hmm.
And those industries that aren't doing it are going to fall to the wayside.
Right. And that's a very telling point that someone – that's the quiet part out loud. This is what they've been thinking for a long, long time. No, what do you think you're doing? It's what – we are the ones in charge. We want to tell you what to do, not just at work. We want to tell you what to do in your life.
Yeah.
Because you – what's most important is what you do for me. That's what's most important. I'm actually glad that he said that, because he said it finally. Yeah. Someone said it out loud, because it's been out there forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, what to your point, man? Yeah. Yeah. It shows that they're at the point where like, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're in a bad spot here because we're starting to lose that power. Now we got to try to find a way to reassert it kind of thing. And,
You're going to have to sell one of those yachts.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yep. Oh, no.
I know. It's a tragedy. They're going to have to do that. That's the scariness. That's why they're afraid.
Yeah.
Because, for one, they know that they're wrong. And two, they're afraid of losing what little bit of power they have or what little bit of, you know, control they have or what have you. And God help if they lose one of the zeros in their bank account.
Oh, my gosh. You want to hear someone scream?
Yeah. It's the Chris Rock joke I always come back to about Oprah and Bill Gates. You know, if Bill Gates woke up with Oprah's money, he'd jump out a window. Like, exactly. There's a big difference for some of these people in being filthy, filthy rich and being, you know, well off.
Right.
And, you know, you can make a live, you can live well off. You don't have to be filthy rich.
No.
So if we take one of those zeros from you, you're going to be okay. You're, in fact, not only are you going to be okay, but your kids are going to be okay.
Let's be realistic here, right?
Yeah.
And that just kind of shows that it's not necessarily about the money.
So this idea that that people don't want to work as hard or don't want to work for the dollar anymore or any of that is insane. And you know, the only people that are saying this are people that are not in the workforce.
Exactly.
If you are in the workforce, you see all around you, whether you are going to get gas or you are your coworkers. There are plenty of us that are working under those circumstances and under those ways, and not complaining, doing all right, doing, you know, it's not bad. It's better than minimum wage. It's this, it's that, whatever, that your business, whatever your employer is doing to keep you, that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. It's good. Yeah.
Good employees should be able to be treated as good be treated that way.
Yeah.
And if you are not, again, if you are of the mind that, well, this is just that younger generation and they just don't want to work or anything like that, take a deep dive into the youngest generation, to the 18, 19, 21-year-olds, in between that age range right there, whatever they're calling it or whatever.
It doesn't matter. Right.
They're working their tails off. Mm-hmm. They're working their tails off. I see it every day. They're not only that, most of them are doing it for $7.50 an hour.
Yeah.
Which
multiple jobs. Yeah.
If you asked a 14-year-old to live on their own, they could not do that on $7.50 an hour. Mm-mm. Let alone a grown adult couldn't do it.
Yep.
And the idea that the market will, you know, the owners, businesses will start paying more and stuff. And no. Yeah, I don't trust that.
No.
That's the reason we have a government. have accountability.
Yeah.
What else are you doing? Because we already know that we don't get half of the bills and laws passed that we need to.
Right. Of course.
I would love to know. Here's something that I one of the more crazier stats as a sports fan you hear. How many minutes an actual NFL, like a quarterback, plays in a game?
Like, oh, yeah, you know, when they're actually in doing something, right? Yeah.
The time that they actually, you know, it's like 15 minutes or something like that. It's not even that much. It's the same thing with our politicians nowadays. Mm-hmm. The amount of time that they actually work and the things that they actually get done.
Yep.
And the amount of time that they spend hobnobbing or
raising money.
Yes, raising money.
Every day. How many calls do you have to make every day to get that money that you need?
And so when it comes down to the work-life balance, and I don't think that people don't want to be around their coworkers or any of that. It's much, much more of, it's not that I disvalue you. It's that I value my family so much.
Yeah.
Or I value my personal time so much.
Exactly. Yep.
That personal time gives you a chance to relax, to rewind.
Reset. Yeah.
And that way, when you get back to work, you are that much fresher, that much more creative, that much more hungry, that much more energetic, all the above. You cannot get it from you can't get blood from a stone.
No. No. And you know, I've always been suspicious of, you know, team building things and all that kind of stuff, just because it seemed like, what are we doing here? If you can't get along with your coworkers while you're working, then how is this going to help that? I don't see. I didn't even see the value back then.
And we've been through this We've already been through this. Many people out there won't remember, but you're again a search engine away from seeing when we had 10-year-olds in coal mines.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we had factory workers working 14 to 16-hour days.
Yep.
And 5 days or 6 days a week.
6 days a week, yeah.
You're telling me that was better? You're telling me those people had a better work ethic than we do nowadays? No, it was a matter of situation.
Yep.
The situation you are in, you're going to do what you got to do.
To survive, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have to do that anymore. So we shouldn't be asked to do that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, I don't believe that anybody is saying, I want a paycheck for nothing.
No.
That is something that politicians and talking heads throw around because it makes good fodder or it catches...
It's for political reasons, yeah, right, yeah.
It's got an incentive behind
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You don't have to do a lot of digging to see why they're saying that stuff. Yeah. But if you really care about this subject,
yeah.
talk to actual people.
Yeah.
Talk to that generation. Talk to younger people. See what is going on. And you will find you're not going to find people that aren't willing, that are afraid of work. They nope. understand what's ahead of them. They understand the world we've left them.
Yeah.
They're willing to work. They're just not willing to do it for $5.
Exactly.
And I don't blame them.
Nor should they.
No.
Nor should
they. No. It'd be different if these companies didn't have the money. I love the owner, the sports team owner, who whines about how...
Poverty, right? Yeah.
Poverty and stuff. Oh.
Oh, I can't afford all these salaries. Oh, no.
If you own a sports team and you are losing money, you are bad at business.
Yep, 100%.
Get out of the game.
Yep.
Get out of the game. There are plenty of people that are good at business. Let them do their job. That's how this world... That's that's capitalism.
That's what capitalism. I thought, right?
Yeah. I thought we all agreed that we... Now, maybe I didn't... Let me check my email real quick. Did we move it? Did we change it? Because no, we're still in capitalism. Okay.
Wait a minute. Maybe we've discovered the secret. Capitalists don't like capitalism.
That is the secret.
Maybe that's
that
what
is
it is.
That is the dirty secret of all of this.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Capitalists like capitalism for them.
Yeah.
For
as them. Long as they can control it. But there you go.
Taking a break, coming back, and what weird stuff celebrities have in their homes.
Nice.
That's what's coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Are you thinking about growing corn, soybeans, or wheat next year? A margin protection plan could be for you. Margin protection is area-based coverage that helps protect your margins from increased input costs or falling commodity prices. When that happens, a county-level estimate is used to determine a payment amount. To find out if margin protection is available in your area, contact your local Ag Country office before September 30th. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join The Morning Show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join The Morning Show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 74. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 54. Highs around 74 tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Low 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 60s Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James. And look, anybody seen where the Cowboys have gone? 424-2600. Have you seen where the Cowboys have gone?
I've been searching everywhere. Oh, I know where they are. They're on Wisconsin Country 105.5 WIRI tonight from 7 to 8 at during Trail Tunes.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
At least that's where the Cowboys songs went. Yes, I know where the Cowboys went.
Good Paula Cole. Paula Cole. My mom loves this song. When we were driving to school and it come on, it was one of those ones she would blast. And there wasn't a lot of new music at the time that she would do that with. It took me years to realize. I think the only reason she truly liked it was because she mentions John Wayne.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive. That's the only reason my mom loves the song. Well, she likes Paula Cole, but I think it's all about
that.
But
because of that, where's my John Wayne? You know, I put that song deliberately in there in my scheme to replace you in the family will.
Yes, so, yeah.
Very subtle. You know,
slowly you are moving up. You are ahead of Sam. You are right behind my brother and sister. Now, the thing, the problem is that you and Melissa are neck and neck.
Uh-oh.
That's the catch.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So. Yeah, she's the real challenge here. Yeah.
I am right outside the top 10. I'm right outside the top 10. But I used to be at 15. So I moved up to 13. I'm getting there. What weird stuff do celebrities have in their homes? BuzzFeed put together a list of the most unusual things celebrities have there, and we're going to go through it. We're going through their homes now.
Why not?
Sheryl Crow. She has traditional death masks that were created after the person passed away, including former presidents William McKinley and William Howard Taft.
Wow, that's an interesting hobby.
Yeah.
Death masks.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is weird. That's.
Coffin in your house? Like
that feels like one of those things, like, how do you even come across that?
I don't know. All I know is that they're not cheap. You're going to have a bit of money if you want to start collecting death masks, especially of famous people.
Rainn Wilson, famous from The Office, of course, he has a pig farm and barn and collectible gas station art, including Mobil's Pegasus logo, which has a bullet holes in it.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of neat.
Actually, that's kind of cool. Well, and the pig farm, that's just kind of what Hollywood people do, pig farms.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Kacey Musgraves. She has a joint from Willie Nelson in a frame. In a frame. That's awesome.
Oh, man, I hope someone doesn't come over to her house and is like, oh, man, I really need to. Yeah. Oh, look, here's one right here. Yeah, Let's get this out of here. And
oh, that's what would happen. It's like that bottle of wine you're saving or whatever. Man, why is all this dust on this bottle of wine? Let's crack this puppy open. No! I think the only thing that would be better than that is like if she had one of those break glass in case of like things are right above it. Yeah,
that'd be hilarious.
Let's see here. Chloe Fineman, great SNL character, character actor. She is to me, I think she's an up and coming star on that show.
Very cool.
I hope I am really rooting for her. She keeps her wig collection in her oven.
Don't forget. All I'm saying is don't forget that it's in there. Turn that on. Your wigs are gone, man.
RuPaul. He has a disco room that has 26 disco balls.
26?
Now, I would never, ever tell.
That seems like a lot.
RuPaul is a much better dresser and designer and everything that I will ever be. So I would not. But I do feel like that's a bit much.
That 26? Is there something with a number?
It just seems like
I have to have exactly 26 mirror balls.
Also, I feel like a real fool for saying this, but is that a fire hazard? Is it feels like it.
If it's in LA, there's a chance of the earthquake. Oh, don't be in the disco room when that happens. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you do not want that.
No.
Let's see here. Rainn Willis's house is called the Pig Palace. It's called the Pig Palace.
That's
like that.
Awesome.
John Stamos has an entire Disney collection at his $5.8 million Beverly Hills home, which includes a big Disney D, a grumpy car from Snow White ride at Disney World, a Can-Can doll from It's a Small World ride.
Wow. Now that's above and beyond right there.
Yeah. It's a little crazy.
That's a little bit much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me see here. I wanted to get to this one too. My guy, Robert Downey, Mr. Robert Downey Jr., his house itself is a converted 19th century windmill.
Really?
Yeah. It is fabulous.
Wow.
It is one of the coolest houses I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my gosh.
You get a real good shot of it from here. I'm showing it to Seth.
Yeah.
Go ahead and search for it online if you get a chance, everybody. Because even if you don't really care about celebrities or any of this stuff, I think it's really cool architecture-wise.
It is. It's just a fascinatingly original house. I mean, they still have the blades on the turbine on the top, which is very cool. My goodness.
If I understand right, it was a house with the windmill that had a house in it, and then they built around it.
Yep.
And wow, did they build around it.
But the way they did it is fascinating. It looks like it's all original.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like it's natural, and it really fits in there. Wow, that's amazing.
I don't know if it's the basement area or what it is, but the houses where the ceiling is like wooded, you know, paneling.
Rails. Yeah, like rail tie kind of things.
I'm such a sucker for that, man. That's very cool. That is really cool. That's a beautiful house.
It is.
So it's not what he has in his house. It's his house.
It's the house itself. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You know, something else that we have been able to do that is pretty cool. We don't maybe have anything like that in our house, but we got a bunch of new shirts.
We do. New shirts. Yes.
We have been having a lot of fun giving away these shirts with our new logos on them from WIRI and WFHR. And a big thank you to all your listeners out there. We've already seen them bopping around town and everything.
Yes, we have.
I was at the gas station yesterday and did a double take. I'm like, whoa.
That's one of our shirts.
I didn't expect that right away. It's been great. And we have even new shirts.
More new shirts. Oh, so cool.
We have newer shirts with our new WFHR shirts are white, as the other ones were red. But we do have the red option for you.
We still have some of those, yes.
And our WIRI shirts that we did run out of the old ones, but now we have these bluish black ones that are really
cool.
Very cool,
yes.
If you want one, now's the time to call 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Call up, win yourself a shirt. If you know your size, you can have a shirt.
We got them now, man.
And if you don't know your size, you stop on by. We'll help you out.
Yeah.
We'll take a look at the back tag. We'll take a look at the back tag.
We will be your fitting guides here. We have a tailor tape and everything. No, we don't.
I mentioned, hey, that'd be great, though. I mentioned our sister station, Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI, where you can catch the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 Monday through Friday. Be sure to join us for that. We have a fun contest going on right now.
We do.
Name that chicken.
Bach.
Nice. Get on over to wiscountry.com/chicken right now, and you can submit up to 3 names to name this chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Get in there and, man, have some fun with this, people. We've already gotten such a good turnout from this one.
We have, yeah.
We encourage you to keep it up. Keep coming, everybody, with these. We got some great prizes lined up for you when it comes to this. We are so excited about it. A big shout out to Chula Vista.
Yes.
Our prizes are really going to be, you know.
There's something special now, yeah.
It's a 2-night stay over at Chula Vista with a bunch of passes and
some food vouchers
and everything.
Yep.
And we got a second and third prize, too.